Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen takes a few uncertain steps as he starts an official two-day visit to Myanmar. He's the first head of state to visit Myanmar since the coup last February, and while the military has rolled out the red carpet, few others welcome the trip. Social media inside Myanmar has been full of images like this, people showing their anger at Hun Sen. Those opposed to the coup and Myanmar's military rulers fear the visit gives legitimacy to the regime.
The people of Myanmar are clearly sending a very strong message that Hun Sen is not welcome in Myanmar. They are very upset that the Hun Sen is actually providing legitimacy to the murderous hunter, and which is actually terrorizing the whole country.
There's also concern that Hun Sen could open the door that allows Myanmar back into ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Southeast Asian leaders have already taken an unprecedented stand in excluding Myanmar until certain conditions are met, such as the release of political prisoners and the end of violence against protesters. It's unclear how much backing Hun Sen has from other regional leaders, but his arrival in Myanmar could divide ASEAN further. It's also very unlikely Hun Sen will meet any of the jailed democratic leaders deposed in the coup, but he may be looking for some time in the global spotlight himself.
Hun Sen realizes that he is going to play the central role on the stage. He relishes that. I think it also is something that makes countries that have criticized him, like the United States and the European Union, need him, that they need his cooperation.
Protesters inside Myanmar have consistently called for the international community to pay more attention to their cause. But a visit from one of the longest-serving authoritarian leaders in the world is unlikely to bring them the attention they want. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.